Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an atmospheric intro theme from scratch for that old-school drum and bass vibe, using Ableton Live and mostly stock devices. Think classic 90s mood, wide pads, dusty air, a simple emotional motif, and just enough breakbeat hinting to make the drop feel inevitable. We're aiming for a 16 to 32 bar intro at around 170 to 174 BPM, and we'll keep the writing simple on purpose. The secret is not more notes, it's depth, contrast, and movement. Alright, set your tempo to 172 BPM, 4/4. Pick a minor key, F minor, G minor, a minor, any of those will get you into that darker palette quickly. Now do yourself a favor and make a few groups. One called Atmos for pads and noise, one called Motif, one called Break Tees, and one called FX. This isn't just tidy, it helps you think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. First up, the pad bed. This is the fog. This is the air your whole intro lives inside. Create a MIDI track and load Waveatable. Start with oscillator 1 on a basic shape around sine or triangle. Oscillator 2 can be a saw, but keep it low, just there to give a bit of harmonic grit. Turn on unison, around 6 to 8 voices, and keep the unison amount moderate. You're going for width and life, not a supersaw anthem. Low pass it with a 24 dB filter. Start the cutoff somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz, and keep resonance low. Then shape the amp envelope like a pad that breathes. Attack around a quarter to three quarters of a second, release a few seconds long. If you tap notes and it feels like it glides in and lingers after you lift, you're in the right zone. Now for harmony, keep it old school safe. Use a two-chord loop. A classic move is I to VI, like F minor to D flat, or I to Roman 7, like F minor to E flat. Keep the voicings in the mid register. If your pad is pushing into sub territory, you're stealing space from the bass that doesn't even exist yet. Let's process it like a record, not like a pristine synth demo. Add chorus ensemble in chorus mode, slow rate, modest amount. Then echo, quarter note or 3/16, low mix, and filter the delay so it doesn't splash low end everywhere. After that, hybrid reverb with a hauler plate, long decay, and very important, cut lows inside the reverb, or after it. Finally, EQ 8, high pass the pad somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. You'll thank yourself later when you drop a reese or sub in. And here's the first big teacher tip, movement without overriding. Automate the pad filter cutoff slowly over 16 bars. Tiny changes, long timeline, that's how intros feel alive without becoming busy. And as you approach the drop, you can nudge up the reverb mix or decay slightly. Not a jump, a creep. Next we add the glue. Air tape, vinyl, room tone, whatever you've got. Create an audio track and drop in a vinyl noise sample, or literally record room tone on your phone and use that. That found quality is part of the vibe. Process it with EQ first. High pass it to kill rumble, low pass it to keep it soft. Add auto filter with a very slow LFO, barely moving, just so the texture shifts over time like a real environment. Then, if you want the extra crust, add redux very subtly. Don't turn it into a video game. Just a hint of reduced fidelity. And if it's too narrow, widen it a bit with utility. Level-wise, keep it quiet. This is the kind of element you don't notice until you mute it, and suddenly everything collapses into silence. That's the goal. Now the hook. The motif. Old-school intros often have one foreground element. Everything else is background support. So your job is to write something you could hum after two listens. Create a MIDI track and load operator for a distant lead. Keep it simple. Oscillator A as a sign. Then add a little harmonic content with oscillator B very low, pitched up a fifth or an octave. Low pass it around 1 to 3 kHz so it sits like it's coming through fog. Give it a short attack and a longer release so it leaves a tail. Write a motif that's only 2 to 4 notes. Seriously, constraint creates identity. Use a 2-bar call and response feel. For example, hit a note on beat 1, answer on the end of 2, then bar 2 is a single held note. At 172, that halftime implication feels cinematic and ENB at the same time. Now wash it in classic intro FX. Put echo first with dotted eighth or quarter, feedback fairly high, and add some wow and flutter so it feels slightly unstable like tape. Then hybrid reverb. Big haul, long decay, pre-delay around 20 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay is depth control. Short pre-delay pushes things back. Longer pre-delay keeps the sound forward while still huge. So here's the move. Keep the pad more back with shorter pre-delay, and keep the motif slightly more forward with a longer pre-delay. That way both can be massive without fighting. Then EQ it. High pass to remove low junk. If it starts to hurt, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. And now a very old school trick, commit it. Resample a reverb tail, create a new audio track, set it to resampling, record a bar where the motif hits and blooms. Then reverse that recording, fade it in, and place it right before a phrase change or right before the drop. Instant suck in transition, and it sounds like you did some deep sampling wizardry, even though it's stock tools. Next, the break teaser. This is where we hint at drums without giving away the whole groove. Drop in a break loop on an audio track. Warp it. Complex Pro is safe. Beats mode can be more bitey. Loop one or two bars. Now filter it like it's playing in the next room. Auto filter first. High pass around 120 to 200 so there's no sub at all. And low pass it down around a few hundred hertz at first. Then automate that low pass opening up over time until you're getting a few kilohertz by the end of the intro. Add drum bus for a bit of grit and cohesion, but keep boom off. We're not building the drop drums here. Add a short reverb, low mix, so it sits behind the pad rather than on top of it. Then utility to keep width controlled. If your break is super wide early on, the intro can feel unfocused. Arrangement tip. Bring the break teaser in around bar 9. Super low, super filtered. By bars 15 and 16, it's allowed to breathe a little more, like the door to the club is opening. Now we need a transition moment. Something that tells the listener, all right, the drop is next. One method is a reverb throw. Automate the reverb mix on the motif or pad up for the last beat or two, then hard cut or hard filter down right before the drop. That silence or that narrow band of sound makes the drop feel huge. Another method is a simple noise riser. Use Wavitable, choose a noise source, filter it with a low pass, and automate the cutoff rising over one or two bars. Add reverb, and automate the stereo width opening up as it rises. It's basic, but indeed NB, basic is often correct. And if you want that quick and dirty old tape feel, resample your whole intro bus to audio, set warp to repitch, and automate the transposition down subtly over half a bar. Use it lightly. The point is vibe, not a gimmick. Let's lay out a reliable blueprint for 32 bars. Bars 1 to 8, pad bed and vinyl texture only. The motif appears once around bar 5. Don't overplay it. Let the listener lean in. Bars 9 to 16. Motif repeats with a small variation, and the filtered break teaser starts creeping in. The filter slowly opens. Maybe the noise gets a touch brighter. Bars 17 to 24. Add one new tone color, not a new melody. Could be a subtle string layer, a choirish pad, a film stab, or a granular found version of your pad. If you want that found layer stock only, duplicate your pad. Freeze and flatten to audio, switch warp to texture, and low pass it around 5 to 8 kHz. Now it feels sampled, not synthesized. Bars 25 to 32. Build the transition. Add the riser, add the reverb throw, and consider a negative space move. Automate a high pass on your whole Atmos group up to 400 or even 800 Hz in the last couple bars, then pull it out for the last beat so the drop hits with full spectrum again. It's one of the cleanest impact tricks in D&B because it's not about loudness. It's about contrast. Now, a few common traps to avoid. Don't stack too many layers too early. Old school intros feel deep because they're not crowded. Keep a clear foreground versus background. Usually the motif is the foreground. Everything else is support. Darker, quieter, further back. High pass your pads and textures. If your intro feels muddy, it's nearly always the low mids and low end piling up under long reverbs. And watch your reverb gain staging. If the reverb is cloudy, it might not be the reverb. It could be that you're feeding it too hot. A strong workflow is to keep your dry signal sensible, then automate reverb sends up only for key moments. Also, stereo discipline. Make the bed wide, sure, but keep one anchor closer to mono. That could be the initial transient of the motif, a centered noise layer, or a very controlled break teaser. Without an anchor, your wide intro can feel like it has no center of gravity. If you want to push darker, you can bring in a tiny bit of dissonance, but do it with rules. Use a spicy note like a flat second or a sharp fourth only as a passing tone on an offbeat, and resolve it immediately back to a chord tone. That gives tech-step unease without sounding random. And if you want your motif to evolve without writing new notes, change octave placement on the last note every 8 bars, or shift one repetition earlier by an 1/8 note so it feels like the tape caught for a second. Here's a quick 15-minute practice version to lock this in. Set 172 BPM, key of G minor. Make 4 tracks, a Wavitable pad with a pad chain, an operator motif with echo and hybrid reverb, a noise texture audio track, and a break teaser with auto filter and drum bus. Write a two-chord loop, G minor to E flat. Write a two-bar motif using only three notes. Arrange 16 bars, first 8 bars pad and texture, motif hits once. Next 8 bars motif twice, break teaser fades in and the filter opens. Then add one transition, that reversed reverb tail into bar 17, even if you haven't built the drop yet. You're practicing the handoff. When you export and listen on headphones, you're listening for one thing. Does it feel like it's breathing? Like the scene is widening, then narrowing, then pulling you into the next section? To wrap it up, build a wide filtered pad bed. Keep it clean below about 200 Hz. Write a simple motif and let delay and reverb do the heavy lifting. Add subtle texture and slow automation for life. Tease the drums from far away and use contrast at the end to make the drop land harder. If you tell me whether you're aiming more jungle and raw breaks or early tech step and eerie minimalism plus one reference track, I'll suggest a scale flavor and a tight bar-by-bar automation plan that matches that exact lane.